Welcome to Mastering Your 30s, a podcast to guide women in their 30s about how to relax, enjoy the ride, and make investments for their future health, wealth, and well-being, and for women beyond their 30s to share their wisdom and experience with others. I am Alev Bakan, health and nutrition coach and founder of Health & Co. So the book of the month for June is The Many Lives of Mama Lau by Lara Lau Hardin. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about this incredible memoir that has touched my heart and changed my perspective on so many things. This book is a raw, honest look into the life of Lara, a seemingly typical soccer mom who led a secret double life involving heroin addiction and crime. Her journey is both shocking and incredibly human. Lara doesn't shy away from the messy parts of her past, and that raw honesty is what makes this memoir so gripping. It's not just about the dark times, though. It's also about her incredible journey to turn her life around, regain custody of her kids, and find purpose and happiness again. Her story is a stark reminder that the spiral into addiction isn't limited to the stereotypical image we often have in mind. Anyone can slip down the hole and struggle with relapses over and over again. Lara's struggle is so real and relatable, making her ultimate redemption even more inspiring. Before stepping into the several points that I've taken away from this book, I just want to talk about a mystical connection for me. I realized that Lara was involved in the creation of the Book of Joy, about lasting happiness in a changing world by Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. Well, the Book of Joy guided me through a late pregnancy loss and during the toughest time of my life. So I still revisit it two or three times per year. And this project was also a turning point for Lara in her journey of self-discovery, feeling loved, accepted, and mostly forgiving herself. So I see it as a sign or a gift that the Book of Joy gave me. Well, aside from that mystical connection, there are several points that I've taken away from this book. Let's start with number one. The reality of addiction. Oh boy, addiction is no joke. And Lara's story drives that home in the most heartfelt way. You know how many people say they get lost in a book? Well, for Lara, it started with getting lost in books and it escalated from there. It's wild to think about, right? Well, addiction doesn't always look like what we see in movies. It sneaks up on you, sometimes disguised as something as harmless as a love for reading. Lara's journey into addiction felt like watching a dear friend struggle, and it opened my eyes to how easy it is to fall into that trap. The book made me realize that addiction can take countless forms and often starts with a simple desire to escape. Lara's voice, so candid and close to home, brought this reality crashing down on me. It's a real eye-opener. Number two, the power of forgiveness. Now, let's talk about forgiveness, a sweet release and also a Herculean task, especially in our society. Lara's work with female prisoners reveals just how tough but transformative this process can be. Imagine facing the harm you have caused and asking for forgiveness. It's like unclogging a block drain in your soul. But there is the kicker. We live in a world that loves punishment and retribution, which makes forgiveness feel almost revolutionary. Well, Lara's story shows that forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook. It is about freeing yourself from the chains of past mistakes. It's a healing process, a way to move forward. And she introduces us to the beautiful concept of Ubuntu, I am because we are. And this philosophy is all about interconnectedness and community, reminding us that we heal better together. By helping others through their pain, Lara finds her own path to healing, demonstrating that forgiveness and Ubuntu can lead to profound transformation. Well, it's a lesson in compassion and mutual care that's deeply moving and incredibly inspiring. Number three is appreciating the simplicity of things. Let's not forget the simple joys, that everyday moments that often go unnoticed. Lara's story is a heartfelt reminder of how sweet life can be when we appreciate the little things. After the chaos of addiction, she finds immense joy in the simple act of living. A quiet morning coffee, walking her kids to school, just being present in the moment. It's like rediscovering the whole world with fresh eyes. Her reflections make you realize how precious these mundane moments are. These are profound satisfaction in doing daily tasks with complete freedom, something many of us may take for granted. Lara's newfound appreciation for life's simple pleasure is a powerful testament to the beauty of the ordinary. It's about finding joy in the little things and cherishing the freedom to live a quote-unquote normal and peaceful life. This part of her story is like a gentle nudge, reminding me and hopefully you to slow down and savor the small and sweet moments. Number four is about the role of support system. Another crucial takeaway from Lara's journey is the importance of having a strong support system. Her recovery wasn't something she achieved on her own. It involved an unwavering help and support of friends, family, and professionals. This highlights the need for a robust support network for anyone battling addiction and also anyone recovering from a criminal background. So Lara's story shows that recovery is often a collection effort. Her friends and her family provided emotional support and helping her stay motivated and hopeful during the darkest time. Professional help, including therapy and rehabilitation programs, offered the necessary tools and guidance to address her addiction and give her a momentum to restart her life again. Moreover, her story underscores the significance of seeking help and not trying to overcome such struggles alone. Addiction and recovering from the criminal background can be isolating, and this shame and guilt associated with it can make reaching out for help difficult. Lara's experience serves as a powerful reminder that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. It's through the collective effort of her support system that she was able to rebuild her life, demonstrating the crucial role that a compassionate and understanding network plays in the recovery process. Well, didn't she have some friends who turned her back to her? Well, yes. Even when everything seemed to be okay, and when she went to her friend for like forgiveness, there was like some grudge happening, and she was like maybe hit in the face with that harsh reality. But it is also a reminder that not everybody gonna stick with us and go through this process with us, like this process of forgiveness. But the ones who stay there and the ones who are choosing to support you are your real support system. So you better create a system and an entourage that supports you, and stay away from the ones that don't want to be with you. Number five is finding purpose and joy. Finally, Lara's journey is a testament to the possibility of finding purpose and joy after hitting rock bottom. Her involvement in the Book of Joy and other important projects played a significant role in her recovery. Engaging in activities that brought her fulfillment and a sense of purpose helped her stay focused on her goals and provided a positive outlet for her energy and emotions. Finding purpose was a powerful motivator for Lara in her journey to recovery. It gave her a reason to stay clean and provided a sense of direction in her life. Her participation in projects that she was passionate about allowed her to rediscover her strengths and talents, fostering a renewed sense of self-worth and confidence. Lara's story underscores the importance of finding something that brings joy and meaning to one's life. The journey of redemption. Redemption is for the good, and deep down, I always know that I'm bad. These words from Lara's memoir hit me hard. Her journey of redemption is not just about overcoming addiction and rebuilding her life. It's about challenging those deep ingrained beliefs about oneself, about rewriting the narrative of one's own worthiness. Lara's journey of redemption is a testament to the human capacity for growth and change, despite the shadows of doubt that may linger. Throughout her story, we see her confront those inner demons, those whispers of self-doubt that threaten to overshadow her progress. Yet she persists. She confronts her past, embraces her imperfection, and ultimately finds the courage to believe in her own capacity for goodness. And isn't that what redemption truly is? It's not about erasing the mistake of the past. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and using them as stepping stones toward a brighter future. Lara's journey reminded me, and I hope it will remind you too, that redemption is not a destination, but a continuous journey. A journey of self-discovery, forgiveness, and ultimately self-love. Lara's memoir is a powerful testament to the resilience of the human spirit. It's a story of redemption, forgiveness, and the transformative power of self-discovery. Through her raw honesty and unwavering courage, Lara invites us to confront our own struggles, to embrace our own imperfections, and to believe in our own capacity for growth and change. So, to everybody out there, I encourage you to embrace your own journey of redemption and know that it's never too late to rewrite your story, to reclaim your sense of worthiness, and to find joy and purpose in the journey ahead. And as a woman in your 30s, While you are navigating the complexity of life, these concepts are not just essential, they are downright transformative. So keep in mind that you are not alone in your struggles and that redemption is always within reach, no matter how dark the road may seem. So let's continue to embrace your journey, celebrate your victories, and learn from your setbacks. Together, we can rewrite the narrative of your lives, one chapter at a time. I'm sure you understood that I fell in love with this book, and I can talk about it like for days and nights, but these are the important parts of the book in a nutshell. Lara's journey was exactly a soul opener for me. I actually first listened to it on Audible during my morning walks and when I was driving kids from one activity to another, but I was so hooked from the very first chapter that I also got myself the actual book so that I can also underline the parts that I love the most. Well, call me old fashioned, but there is something about holding a book in your hands and flipping through its pages and underlining those passages. So I love my actual books, and I try to get especially actual books whenever I have too many things to underline. So hopefully you will love this book as much. You can also learn more about Mastering Your 30s Club and group programs and all the information about my guest at www.healthandco.com/masteringyour30s. Can you or somebody you know be a great guest for this podcast? Please fill out our guest form at www.masteringyour30s.com. Listen to the new episodes of Mastering Your 30s wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be good to yourself.